We're visiting with Osage City coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, two in a row now for you guys as you beat Sedgwick this past Friday night, 52-28. Go ahead and kind of talk about how everything went out for you on Friday night.
Well, we got off to a pretty good start. We were able to jump on them 31-6 there in the first quarter, and you know, obviously that's a good way to start a game. It was a pretty even game actually from that point on, but you know, we talked about going into the game that we needed to be really good on the edge, both offensively and defensively, and we would need to lean on our outside backers and defensive backs and wide receivers maybe a little bit more than previous games, and those groups did a good job for us, and overall, nice win against a good team.
And especially with them being a playoff contender in 1A, what did it feel like to have that tough competition? And it comes in with a couple more games left in district play for you guys.
Well, it comes at a good time, yeah. You know, certainly showed us, you know, some things that we need to continue to work on, but there were some positives, too, that we can show the kids today during film and feel good about.
What were some of those positives and maybe some things you want to work on before you head into this week's matchup with Humboldt?
Well, like I said, you know, we were pleased with how our outside backers and our defensive backs play. We did drop some interceptions, but our coverage was pretty solid. And, you know, our overall tackling defensively was better than it was the previous week. And offensively, we were pretty balanced as far as our receivers go, you know. Several guys with good production there. You know, running game-wise, we leaned on Landon a little bit. He broke away a couple long runs. But, you know, something we need to work on is, you know, they bested us up front on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, and we need to improve in those areas for sure if we want to be successful moving forward.
We're visiting with Osage City coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, like I mentioned a moment ago, back to district play. You guys are hosting Humboldt. And Humboldt had a loss a couple weeks ago to Council Grove, but they ended up bouncing back with a 42-14 win over Eureka. What stands out about the Cubs on film?
Well, Humboldt's a good team. You know, they're a team that's had some playoff success in the past. And, you know, they brought a lot of guys back from last year. We had a pretty competitive game with them at their place last year. So, you know, they've got an outstanding running back, and they're good up front and athletic, and they're a big physical team. So they do a lot of things right, and that game that they had against Council Grove was a great game. Two good teams battling it out. Grove got them that night, but Humboldt's right there at the top of our district as well.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night. Looking forward to chatting with you again next week.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
That's Osage City coach Andrew Gattenbein joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.